CliffCentral.com. This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with John T. Searle. This is Unradio. It is unscripted. And fair chance, because we're going to make Claire blush, I have no doubt, most definitely uncensored. So tomorrow and I are sitting with Claire Mattis, who is a techie.
I am.
And we're talking about sex and tech and technology and all the wonderful new things that are happening in the world.
She's a hot techie.
She is.
Oh, thanks,
and
guys.
She's a naughty one. She already said like six inappropriate things in 5 minutes.
So we
want to see how inappropriate you can actually get here. If you can get as inappropriate as we need to say, tone it down.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. After doing a live expanded orgasm and a live squirting coming up soon, then I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, today I wrote in Google Images the sex talk in Cliff Central, and I'm seeing pictures of me like semi-naked from the first. Yeah, and I'm like, if you know, my sisters are like, hey, tomorrow's on a oh, no. So I'm thinking of creating another evil sister. You can have one as well.
Cool.
Okay, so let's do our Dirty Dictionary word first.
All right.
Okay, so Dirty Dictionary, Claire, is a feature we do every week.
Yes.
So I come up with a word, and you got to work out what it is.
Oh, dear.
So the word this week is RAC. So the clue is it's a sex position. Dirty Dictionary word, RAC. Any idea what that would be?
Maybe it starts with a ride. Along.
I'll give you a clue. It starts with reverse.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. I'm in the wrong place, I think.
No, you're in the right place, dude. Claire, it must be reverse, like cowgirl. So, AC.
You're getting there.
So, reverse.
Dare I say something to do with your bum?
Fantastic.
The bum. We were just outside and other people from other shows. I was like, oh, John, do you look at this article, 12 tips for the anal pleasure. And they're like, oh, my word.
That's the word I was looking
there
for.
There we go.
Anal pleasure.
So you got it. Reverse anal cowgirl.
Wow, okay.
Give me high five for the girl team.
And that could actually even be reverse anal cowboy.
Okay, yeah,
so it
can.
So could go both ways.
I will write myself out to post a tweet. How does it look? Yeah.
We need pictures. So,
but Chanti, from the angle.
It could go both ways.
From the angle position that the anal is, the dildo or the cock is actually penetrating.
Yeah.
Is it the right way to go?
Well, it's not the best angle. And you're definitely going to need a little bit of flexibility with
a lot of muscles in your legs.
Yeah. Well, if it was a woman, for example, you would be sitting on top of me, and you would be facing away from me.
Yeah.
So your back would be facing me.
True.
But it is. It's not an easy angle. So if a guy was like really hard and erect, that would make it a little bit difficult.
It's important.
You'd have to move quite carefully.
Clary, as a techie, you should know that porn is not real sex.
No,
you know, it's just
that.
So you get that, you know, porn industry, as we've heard from our other techie friends, is the biggest industry in the world, especially consumed.
Yeah, I mean, a few weeks ago, you know, when we did the webcam show, that it's $1 billion industry.
And now it's a multi-level marketing industry as well. So it's for every housewife as well.
Goodness, yep.
That's so funny. So let's go back in time. Videotapes. Remember the first porn movie you ever saw?
What's a videotape?
Okay, so videotapes.
Deep Throat,
the first you ever saw. What was the first porn movie you ever saw?
God, I don't know.
And we're not talking about Beverly Hills and all those things. That doesn't qualify.
I don't know. It was probably some German porn that was like stashed away by my dad.
Yeah.
So let's just, I don't
let's forget
know
about
what it was called.
Okay. So what happened was there were two videotape systems. There was Sony Betamax and there was VHS. Sony Betamax, apparently, I don't know much about technology, was technologically a better system. And it disappeared. Why? Because the porn industry chose VHS format.
So they wiped out Beta.
That's it.
What?
That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Because that's all
about.
That's how big
how many
it became.
People? Yeah, how many people are using it? So you need to choose. It's like Blu-ray, right? Blu-ray disappeared because not disappeared, but it's like a collector's item. because everybody chose, you know, from DVD, they went straight ahead to
HD and whatever.
Yeah, and whatever. And all these, you just, today you just put a, you know, all these USB sticks and whatever, and it's done. You don't need the Blu-ray technology.
So many technological advances have come through the sex and adult community.
Right.
Because they're always looking for ways to expand in a way that's so much more creative than almost every other industry.
But do you think it's also because they're a bit taboo? So they'd have to find
ways to do things. Yeah. So, for example, and you guys got to watch this movie. It's called Middlemen or The Middlemen. And it tells the story of the first internet payment system. And that was created by some guys who were running an adult site.
Wow.
And that was it. And it tells the true story of how it happened. So many of the things on our phones and materials, you know, for sex toys and things.
So the lovely ladies that are shopping and buying their dresses and everything, or that spreeing and all that kind of stuff online, actually don't realize that it all started with the sex industry.
That's it.
But it's true. The first payment gateway as well started because of paying for porn.
Yeah. How can we get people to pay for this?
Yeah. Leon told us because it's the one of the, you're ashamed. You don't want to tell anybody that you're buying it. Jonty tells us about the times that you used to buy porn over the counter.
Yeah.
I remember there was really, like, it was really dirty that we had, like, a Blockbuster, like a video shop. And I remember that I was like 10 or 11, and I used to see, you know, the people that are hanging around the porn stuff. And I used to go, like, wow, that's like big people. And I didn't understand much.
But that's what it was. Mm. So people will find a way to watch sex, to do sex in new ways. Constantly.
But what, Jonty, what you say now, and that's why maybe I'm happy that, not maybe, I'm happy that Claire is here, because Jonty has actually pointed out that we are starting to be more conscious even in the IT world. So in the beginning, it was just to personalize, you alone in the dark, masturbating quickly, shamefully. Now there's a lot of techie stuff that are actually helping you to be conscious. Mm-hmm. And Jonty, you are working, still in the copywriting, on actually writing a sensuality and intimacy app to get there, because people want to consume, but they're not always happy to go to a therapist.
Yeah. So we still have an enormous stigma about that, about learning. But we want content in different ways. You know, we want it in very usable ways. We want it kind of in short forms. Because one of the things that's happened in our world is the attention span that we have is getting less and less and less due to technology.
True.
Out of curiosity, do you know what the average attention span is for most people?
I have no idea.
It's like max of about 5 minutes on one topic.
Oh, my goodness.
Before we kind of jump around. Short. And I'll tell you what's interesting. Mm. I read something that it really made me think. People like Einstein, like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, people like that who are actually amazing at what they do. One of the main reasons that they were able to be so effective was the concentration they could bring to one thing, which was like 15 to 20 minutes on one issue fully. Instead of just jumping around all over the place.
A big bonus for the IT industry in general is a lot of these guys can just concentrate on the task at hand.
Yeah.
So not the sex task at hand, the task at hand when building and things like that.
So I have to say something before we kind of get into, because Claire did a whole lot of research for us, which is fantastic, about all these different things and possibilities out there. The one thing that technology does is it takes us away from intimacy.
Yes.
It separates us from each other.
Yes.
You know, you have an online relationship with somebody that you share what you think is such deep stuff. And I have to say, until you are sitting across the table from somebody, until you are holding somebody's hand, until you are looking into their eyes, there is nothing that comes close to intimacy. The rest of it, you're fooling yourself.
But don't you think that's why technology does so well? Is because people don't have to... Well, you know, social media does well because people engage but don't actually have to get into a face-to-face conversation with somebody.
So we're not really engaging. We're engaging on one level.
Yeah.
And I know people around the world, you know, who have thought they've had this amazing connection with somebody and they've left their jobs and flown halfway around the world because this is it. This is the one. And they take one look at each other and they know.
Mm.
It actually happened to somebody that I know. Where a guy left his job in America. It was a big shot in a chemical company.
Yeah.
And he came to South Africa.
Oh, that's so sad, really.
Because the expectation that that's what it is, and that's really sad.
Mm. But I just need to mention that I was, am, have been in a very long distance relationship for a very long time, and technology's helped us
enormously build our relationship
mm-hmm. and keep it going. And yeah,
but
and
sometimes it's an illusion. So it's, I don't think there's anything in the world, sorry to be zen, but there's nothing good or bad. There is what you do with it, how much consciousness you put into it.
So what it does is it gives a lot of excitement.
Yes.
And that's awesome. It gives a lot of possibilities to explore.
Yeah.
And if we can keep it in that context without any other expectations, then we're doing good.
Yeah.
And then we understand what it is. So it's just important that we know what it is and what it's not.
Yes.
So our expectations don't kind of get...
Yeah.
You know, as one of my teacher's favorite sayings was, expectation is the mother of all fuck-ups.
Exactly.
So... And my God, have I learned that recently in life. So we just need to say that know it for what it is. Mm. And one of the most important things about sexual exploration is curiosity.
Yes.
And a lot of the tech stuff gives us possibilities to explore.
Yes. And learn, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the most amazing things is the learning possibilities. Because I know that I've spoken to people around the world. You know, over Skype and things, and it becomes the most amazing way to share information.
Yes.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Works well.
Absolutely. So where are we starting on this journey, Claire? Okay.
And we're gonna be like, because Liron and we had a cool techie people here, we're gonna go heard about it already, so be careful. We want the newest stuff, we want the drooling, we want which kind of juices do they use
if you think about it, you know, would people 3D scan stuff to make a sex toy, or would they have sex with a robot? And I'm sure a lot of people would turn around and go, and I think that's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of lonely people out there, and there's a lot of people that maybe don't want to invest in a proper relationship, don't have time to, and those kind of things. And everyone has a different way of dealing with things. And I mean, we've all heard about the Tinder of the world and those kind of things. I mean, funnily enough, that's how I met my husband, which is
on Tinder.
Yeah,
really?
Positive. Yeah, yeah. It was
that is so
strange.
Cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
Shows you that everybody's on Tinder and you can find amazing people.
And I mean, he was, I always joke with him because he was, it's the first time he was ever on Tinder, and he was down here training people from the UK. And I think, you're in another country looking for a bit of action, I think.
Of
but
course.
He doesn't seem to. He denies it.
Why does
totally.
He deny it? That's so cute.
But
no, you just wanted to socialize.
So the one thing I found was an app called Mixer with a triple X in the middle.
M-I-X-X-X-E-R.
So we, I think you can look at that, and that is, you know, a lot of people complain about Tinder, oh, people only want sex, people only looking for a lay, la, 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 and I've heard that it's gone that way.
Uh-huh.
But Mixer does not deny that that's what
that's
it's doing.
So they are what they are.
Yep, you can, you know, you put
I
on
like
content,
that.
You put on sexy content or anything, you know, a bit pornographic or anything like that, and they're quite open to let you go for it, which I think, you know, helps a lot of people out, because if you are just looking for that, there's no pretense. You know, you don't have to pretend you're looking
for
a relationship.
And that's fantastic, because I've always said that if that's what you're looking for, then say it and do it rather than this whole kind of
and
pretext.
And leading people
of,
on and things like that. It's never, you know, never
like that
well
mixer with the triple X.
Yeah.
The problem is, Jonty, it's already,
it,
I can see, it's like
is
a Pornhub.
Is
or
it available
like,
in South Africa?
I'm not sure. It could be.
I'm going to
really
check and tweet it.
Okay. I think it will be after the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because Tinder needs to go for like, because now they operate at social Tinder, which is group. So I have Jonty and Claire, and I want to find another three people. I'm the only single one, but you guys just want to be my, you
but
know.
We're not finding people for an orgy or a play
no,
party.
No, unfortunately, they haven't got there yet. That will be Mixer with 20 X's.
Yeah.
But no, apparently people want to hang out and then to get to know each other, not necessarily straight into the date, because it's a bit awkward.
Which I've heard about Tinder as well, people just looking for friends.
Yeah, that's
kind
what they do,
thing.
Tinder
and
social.
They attract the wrong sort of.
But I think it should be Tinder.
Yeah, because a lot of people are not going to be honest about what they're looking for on those sites. That's a given.
I
mean, on any kind of date. Yeah.
Fine.
Which is fine, but then just say it.
Say it. Exactly.
Absolutely.
And don't fake personalities. All these people put them like,
yeah,
you know.
You know, we had somebody on the show a while ago whose Facebook picture is nowhere near what they really are.
I know
what
you, yeah, it's a fake picture. I checked
and,
it.
It doesn't sit well with me.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't say that. My Facebook picture is a black guy. He's one of my best friends.
That's fine. Don't say that it's you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's
a different story.
I won't
story.
Say that that's me.
Don't say that it's you, darling.
Just yeah. be what it is. That's all.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah. yeah. There's no point.
So how many people are on this mixer? Any idea?
I have no. Okay. The only thing I've sort
we'll
of.
Check it.
It's just sort of the developer's name is Michael Mantz, and he rolled it out. And he says, so unlike any other apps, it's about hooking up rather than a commitment.
Cool.
And
okay.
brazenly states, you know.
But that's fantastic because if that's, you know, then if that's what you're looking
Tinder
for.
Tinder is massive.
So it's kind of, yeah.
They even say nastiest photos that you can muster. So it should be, it might be worth just
so
having a look at it.
All right.
I promise the tweets now. I'm promising it. I'm going for it now.
Yeah.
Go.
Can I get online on this other screen here, Palesa?
I promise you explicit stuff.
You know,
and if not, don't worry. I can find you just explicit
stuff. That's where Duncan
stuff.
Was so good, because as something like that was there, he would put it on the screen.
Yeah, we had the glory days with Duncan. What? Is there a new app?
Duncan, he comes across as such a gentleman.
Oh.
Nothing at all.
Gentle, no. Yeah. We love him. We love him.
Now dearly, but let's just
he's
be.
Now, Touch he's Central. Yeah, no, he's in Touch Central now. Go for it. Next.
I think that's fascinating, but that's really cool because if that's what people are looking for.
Mm.
And now, you know how that used to happen? There used to be these things called contact magazines.
No.
Contact magazines had.
We frown.
Had adverts of people.
Yes.
And the way that you would reply to them was you'd buy the magazine and every advert had a code. It didn't have names.
Okay.
So you would put your reply in an envelope with the code on the envelope, in a big envelope with your money.
It took you forever to get laid.
And you'd send it back to the magazine.
Just
I met somebody years ago who ran one of those.
Oh, good.
And you know what they told me? About a quarter of the ads were real.
Really?
And the rest, they just kind of, because they were publishing this thing and charging for it. So they had to fill it up.
Fill it, yeah.
But that still
happens. So if it was 20 pages, 5 pages were actually real. And the rest of it was just, look what happened when the truth about Ashley Madison came out.
True, only.
Of how many, only 20% of the ads were
was
real
people.
Or something.
Yeah.
So.
When I surf, I'm sorry for being brutal, Claire, forgive me. I surf for webcam, just to check what's happening. You know, it's a cool thing. It's a new thing that you can do. It's spicing up sometimes some things and so on. And then you'll see, you'll click and click and click the free possibilities, this one called Omegle, and you click and click and it's just pictures of not real people and it's just to keep the sign alive.
What do you mean not real people?
So it's actually you see photos that are still, so it's just an image and then you try to communicate.
Not a video
so it's not real users, it's not real users. Yeah, they have to fill it in with all kind of recorded images, recorded short videos, so they try to keep you there. But but you know, that's the world of sex industry. It's huge.
But do you think it's quite, you say, I know it's a huge industry, but is it quite small as well? You know, that the people that engage, the people that participate, the people that get
involved. Because when we did some research for it, one of the figures that came out was that at any given time there were over 20,000 webcam models online around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's
millions
every
of users,
hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So think
that's
of the amount of people that are engaging with that.
Yeah.
And it's growing, so it's enormous.
Yeah.
People used to go see strippers much more. People used to go to sleazy bars, check things out. Now you can check everybody online.
Do it at home.
And we had a few weeks ago, we just chatted about all the options of webcam, old, young couples.
There's a bondage club in San Francisco called the Upper Floor.
Okay.
And for their members, when they have a party or a show, if their members can't be there, you can actually watch the whole thing live online.
Wow.
That's service.
Cool.
That is cool.
So,
very nice.
I'm writing it down.
Okay, so speaking of not being there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also read about this woman called Suki Dunham.
Uh-huh.
So she used to work for Apple.
Uh-huh.
And she came up, and there must be all these ideas as well. But her husband was always away working, and she kind of got sick of being alone.
Yeah.
Doing it yourself, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And phone sex, which I also read earlier, is now phone sex is, you know.
Is that like
kind
so
of dissipating
in the past?
A little bit.
Yeah. Disappearing.
It's not happening.
Okay.
But she came up with a thing called the Oh My Mood It's called Blue Motion.
Okay.
And it's also, it's a vibrator you can control from anywhere over the, in the world.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you guys have heard about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, yeah.
So I just found that quite interesting, but they now call it Teledildonics. Is that what you...
Teledildonics.
I love the name.
Dildonics. I'm not really sure how you would say it.
Doesn't matter. You can say it too.
So there's that. Then there's things.
So your husband can be wherever, and you're playing with this vibrator, and he's controlling.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, we haven't got our hands on one of those yet. But yeah,
but you can find them quite easily.
And that's one thing, that in South Africa, the cost of some of these things must be quite hectic because they're imported and exchange rates and things.
It comes. I remember the good toys that I looked at in the bedroom and other sex shops. It's between 2,000 to 6,000. So it's like starts from, I don't know, $100, $200 and goes up. And it's because of the technology, not necessarily because of the quality of the toys. So, but it is nice that you put it on an app on your phone. And then you can control it from wherever. So that's pretty cool.
Cool, very good. And the Nintendo Wii, I hear, also has something where you can send vibrations.
Oh, that I didn't know, Nintendo Wii.
It's called Mojo Wiijo. And it uses the Nintendo Wii, transfers vibrations via the Wii remote, which I think is quite interesting.
I
guess he's all going home to have a little test.
Yeah, you see, it's all,
I do know somebody, and they went out for their anniversary, and she was wearing a vibrator inside her, and he had the remote. So it wasn't a phone one.
Mm-hmm.
So it had quite, and it started going mad in the restaurant.
Mm.
And she's walking to the bathroom to kind of take this thing out with all of this amazing buzzing and stuff going on because it started going mad and they couldn't switch it off and they couldn't stop it.
One of the shows that Jonty challenged me, I just brought one of those hand control vibrators, put it in the whole show. I was just, but you know, that reminds me.
How did the show go?
It went well. It went well. Jonty tried to challenge me not to laugh, but not to orgasm. But the thing is, it needs to be a good toy because if it's made from something not healthy, it can not, you know, after a few times, you see that it starts interacts with chemicals and your own juices and so on. It starts to change color. And the vibration is also not strong enough most of the time. So you can have a lovely remote or a great technology, but if the toy is not good.
How did you last an hour? I'm sorry. I'm still on that.
You want to know the honest truth? It wasn't a good battery because we had to buy it ourselves. So it wasn't wonderful. It was like a very gentle massage into my pussy.
So it was more like doing your Kegel exercise.
It was more like gentle gliding of the finger.
I've tried because I've been asked to write reviews of some of the male sex toys. And did you do some research on some of the male stuff?
I've got some. Okay. Yeah.
And I have to say, none of them I found were that exciting or that fulfilling. Not that I really went that deeply into them.
Literally.
But, yeah, literally. But I didn't find them all that exciting.
Because the market is not there.
I don't know so much.
Gay people that we speak to always say that they have so much that they like to do with other toys. But it's also like, it's literally a new penetration strategy that you need to build.
Yeah. So what did you come up with for men? What did you find?
Oh, goodness, you're putting me on the spot here.
Yes.
Hang on a second. So I found a thing called Auto Blow. It's Auto Blow 2.
Oh, so this is the second edition.
It must be. And it's an oral sex toy for men. So it was actually started by Crown.
Does it suck like Electrolux? Do you remember that?
It's just a vacuum
brand
cleaner.
Of vacuum cleaners called Electrolux. And it was, their slogan was, nothing sucks like Electrolux.
I can't believe you. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That was before branding was really invented.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it made,
made an impact.
Back then it was, you know, all stale and sweet. And it was fine to say things like that.
It's true.
They would take it for what it was.
Yeah.
What was interesting about Autoblow is that it actually started with crowdfunding.
Okay.
And it actually made over 600% of what it was initially supposed to make. So it was supposed to get to $45,000 and it made 600% more than that. And they've already sold more than $1 million worth of that product.
That's fantastic.
So I thought that was quite interesting. I think, you know, because
it's enough. Vegan people are really getting, you know, on all these animal protesters, like against animal cruelty, saying enough peanut butter licking from your genitals, enough, you know, using all your different animals to suck your cock. People do that. And, you know, when you're young, it's fine. But when you grow old, it's like, no, dude, it's not cool. You know what's wrong and what's right. And then also you use all these weird, dangerous things. You use, I don't know, there's vacuum cleaner possibilities.
Oh, and I've heard stories. I used to be friends with the good friends with the paramedic, and he said the amount of times they had to take people to the hospital on a Friday and Saturday night with problems with the things they've put up their bums and all sorts of things.
Just,
I mean, so here's an interesting question. Do you know the most common item retrieved from orifices, male and female, around the world?
Tell
is?
Us. Not a light bulb. I have a light bulb.
I've actually seen an X-ray of that.
No!
A woman who put a light bulb in her yoni.
Why?
Who knows? Because of the shape. I mean, the stupidity of that.
If it breaks.
A friend of mine was working in the emergency ward, Joburg Gen, and I've actually seen the X-ray of it.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All I can tell you, if you take it up the bum, it doesn't come back.
No.
I had a few funny shots that I tried to do for my boyfriend with all kind of play, anal play. And it sucks. If you are not careful or it's short, it's not funny.
Yeah.
It will go
I'm
in.
Sorry.
And no. And then it's to the wards, straight to the surgery.
So the most common item?
Tell us.
Toothbrushes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
toothbrushes, you know, and the head of electric toothbrushes.
Yeah, because you kind of think it's small. It's okay. I can try. It looks like a dildo, honestly.
Do you think it's also because it makes that
rotation?
And there is a toy that...
I'm never looking at my toothbrush.
There is a toy that you actually can fit onto an electric toothbrush.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
But that's practical. No, but you take it off.
No, it's got like it's a round plastic head.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for a picture of it now.
Yes, I think I need a visual.
Did you do any research on water toys, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Tell me.
There's a whole thing. I came across this, and you know, it's one of those things that you think you're going to remember a website or you're going to remember the name of something, and then, of course, you're never going to. But it's all these shower attachments for clit pulsations and things that you can buy. And I looked at them and I thought, this could be kind of really interesting.
But to plug onto the shower
head? Yeah, because so many women actually orgasm with their shower head or actually like putting the yonis under
time.
The bath plug.
Yeah, it's the time you're in the bath.
And it's amazing. And I've seen that you can get this like incredibly concentrated little jet of water that like just goes on the head of your clit.
That's
and
cool.
All sorts of things.
Sounds cool.
It is the time that, you know, you find yourself relaxing. Relaxed. And then all of a sudden maybe a bit horny even.
Put yourself in the mood, glass of wine, nice
Now
music.
There's phones that are completely waterproof, right? So that's it. Porn in the shower, in the bath.
Yeah. And there are waterproof toys.
Yeah, for sure.
Bath. You know, there's that, I think the most popular one a while ago was that rubber duck.
Yes.
And it looks like a little duck.
Clever.
Very
floating
clever.
In the bath.
So you can pull the wool over the kids' eyes,
that's
is that what you say?
It's just Mommy, what's that? Nothing, my sweetie.
It's
just
Mommy's
a toy.
Toy.
Yeah. There
it's
we
just
go.
Something that is small. Anyway, we're going into toys. We need to hear technology. Go for it. Tell us what's new.
Just because you were talking about toys for women, there's something called the MOD, multi-vibrating open source dildo.
Multi-vibrating open source dildo.
Which sounds complicated, right?
It does.
Sounds techie.
Absolutely.
So the goal here is to create a vibrator that's customizable. So you can actually, unlike other sex toys, it has different motors and you should be able to either plug it into your sound system and it somehow picks up the vibrations there or the beat or whatever, and it goes with that.
I like that.
Also read that you can it works with a brain sensing headband. So you can get yourself sort of
worked out
just
from the thoughts?
Just from your thoughts and just getting yourself into it,
Because, Jonty, you always talk about it, about how do you not start it from something visual that is happening in front of you, but you are actually kind of stimulating yourself from consciousness.
Well, that would be interesting. I mean, if you hooked yourself up to that and you just did some really conscious breathing, what kind of rhythm or vibration would it actually get into?
Be interesting, I think.
Yeah, without a particular visual stimulus or... that would be quite an interesting one. What would it pick up? Because there's this website called HeartMath. And they do this really cool thing that when you buy their program, you get a sensor that plugs into your computer and you put it on your finger or on your ear. And as you're doing this breathing, so it's a meditation, it picks up and it shows you where you are in the breathing.
Oh, wow.
And the more you do it, the deeper you go into the breathing. And they have these pretty cool things. Like you see a picture on your computer screen. It's black and white. And as you go deeper into the state, the colors start to appear. And as you go deeper, the colors get kind of brighter and stuff. So it's kind of a similar thing in a way.
That's fascinating.
And if you were just doing it with conscious breathing, it would be interesting. And if you did it like really with genital breathing, that you are breathing down into your genitals and kind of energizing that and then moving that through your body, or that would be really interesting.
It would be. And I think that's exactly what we were saying about there's no good and bad. Mm. And if you can actually do it for something that makes you grow, makes you expand, makes you not give up, because there's so many of those apps and there's so many of those, I don't know, technologies are so sad. It's like, I'm just going to be a useless motherfucker and I'm going to sit here at home.
So is that actually supposed to be almost like a learning, like it learns your body in a way, this?
It's supposed to be so that you can control
where you are at.
Yeah, you know, how fast you want to go, how slow you want to go, those kind of things. But I wanted to mention as well that you can, so obviously the vibe responds to music, it gets faster, and then it also can link to your Twitter account.
Okay, so that's already...
It won't post to Twitter.
Okay, now explain
that. It won't post to Twitter. So how I understand is that every time you get a message on Twitter, that it then goes off.
John, do you remember a few weeks ago when we spoke with webcam people? We discussed about that vaginal thing you put inside, and every time you get money... it vibrates.
Yeah.
That's the same technology.
Okay.
So it's very clever. You can actually...
Well, I think of some of the stuff that comes up on my Twitter feed, that would kind of
be appropriate.
Interesting.
But it's not... So some people are narcissists in a sense of the more people love them or, you know, love them social media. So when they get a notification... they can actually get a buzz in their yoni, you know, pussies or cocks.
It's tempting, you know.
But it is, it's possible. The technology is there, you know, it's all communicating with all your devices. So when you can get an email, get, whoo.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
Just stay away from the Samsung so it doesn't burn you or
hurt
you or something.
Is the Samsung?
Is one of the Samsungs. Samsung's
really?
has been recalled.
Yeah, the new
one. It's
overheating.
Maybe if you're into BDSM, that's cool. I am on fire. Okay.
So then another company called the New York Toy Collective, they produce sort of unique sex toys out of 3D printing models.
That had to have come.
So the it's aimed at sort of gender stereotypes. You know, people that don't feel they're actually represented in the sex toy industry, like you were saying, you know, some of the gay men don't feel that the toys are. So
for
you can so you know, it's very much about.
I like that. So it's not pink, it's not, you know, very cocky, like a cock with all the veins. You don't want all that.
It's empowering for them as well because they can decide what they want, and
so you can kind of personalize and
you can
put your own features.
Yeah, you can.
It.
And if you own
Pokemon.
If you own a 3D printer, you can actually get this app called Make a Love. And
I love.
Can,
wow, that's so cool.
Make a Love.
Yeah. And you can.
It's going rapidly.
It designs toys for you, and you can print them out at home, and you just, you know, that's what I want.
So the problem becomes then the materials that you use for that.
Because medical, A grade medical silicone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the only thing.
An expensive,
so I'm sure if you have a 3D printer, you would
you're
be
okay.
able to afford the
You're good.
Material.
You're good. Yeah. You're good. Yeah. But it's crazy from having unbelievable factories that make personalized sex dolls goes to that. You make your own.
But then again, it goes back to the being not out there and actively engaging with people. You're actually making your stuff at home now, and maybe
so you don't even need to go to a shop to buy the stuff.
Hiding in your basement, and you can do your, you know, you can play your games with yourself. You can print you can build your own toys. You know, all that.
And you can have online sex where you can be watching whoever around the world doing whatever you want them to do.
Yeah,
and they can watch you and whatever. So.
So it's a two-way thing. It's a great thing, and then it's also, but it could be a bit.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Do you know what is interesting in technology terms? Do you know that for the last 70 odd years, the condom has not changed?
Well, the cock has not changed too.
No, but essentially, what condoms are made of and the way that they've been made, they've just been kind of some variations.
There
until recently. Was it Lelo, I think, which is an actual sex toy company,
yes.
Have redesigned the condom for the first time in like 7 years. Yeah.
What I wonder what's the changes. I will search it.
And
because
guess who? Yeah, you got to look it up. Yeah. And guess who their spokesperson is?
George Clooney.
No.
Donald Trump.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my word. That's the okay. You see, they didn't have any budget.
Yeah.
Very soon, Charlie Sheen is going to knock also on sex.
When you watch the video that he's made for them, it's actually quite amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see it. Okay, so I'm looking for it now.
It's like a honeycomb design, and it's actually, you can pierce it with a pin, doesn't break.
Wow. But I wonder when are they going to flip in, just insert something in the cock. You know, all this thing that you just. Okay, it's the
listen, insert something in the cock where you're getting into some BDSM, some sounding.
No, just like liquid, I don't know, something that it makes the liquid comes from another place. I think people don't know how to put condoms, first of all. They don't. That's something I've learned through Jonty's studies that he explains that you need to get to a certain point of arousal. You can't just put the condom in the beginning. Then you can really don't feel it much. But the problem is that, you know, there's so much against it, and Brucey is with us almost every week, that he helps us to understand much more male sexuality and male health and safety as sexuality, tells us about all these amazing medications that now you actually, even a person that has carrying HIV and just put a certain cream, literally only a cream, doesn't need to use a condom anymore, and there's no infection. So I'm just thinking, isn't it time to get rid of the condom, to do something, divert the sperm somewhere? I don't know.
I found a story, and it was, and it's basically a spray-on. I suppose it's like a lubricant or something like that, and it's supposed to just tame the man's sort of feeling so that he can last longer.
And I'm sure gelée sprays and stuff have been around for years.
But that would be great if that came up as some sort of contraceptive.
If it had a contraceptive element.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know how they can come up with that, but then can't take it that little bit further that it's actually guards against.
Because it's not only the contraceptive aspect, it's the safety.
Safety.
You know, for the STIs that's kind of the big issue.
With all the nanotechnology, I want condoms from nanotechnology that are thin, so thin you can't even feel
them. There was a company, and I don't know if it's been released yet, but I do remember reading about it, that it was as thin as almost like Glad wrap.
Yeah.
And the idea was that it actually shrinks itself onto your cock.
Oh, wow.
A condom. So it's like that thin, but it kind of shrinks itself on, which gives amazing protection and sensation.
So real.
Yeah.
No, it's not out yet because we would have heard about it.
Yeah. You guys would have definitely.
No, because it's everybody talk, you know. Men still saying condoms, and you know, women say I don't want to bum my guy and so on, and condoms are, you know, can't feel anything. But the reality is that Durex has amazing solutions. The condoms are pretty cool. You need to know when to put the condom on. You need to know how to make it cool. You need to know how not to make a big deal out of it, and it starts here. Because people learn, and we've heard here the most horrendous stories, that you just had a wonderful night.
So it's all about fidgeting, really, because you're in the mood, you want to go, and let's get going kind of a thing.
And nobody's really come up with any other kind of solution to it. Which
they say they'd make a fortune. Really.
Yeah. Well, whoever does come up with
it
will.
The issue that people need to remember is that the whole area of the pussy, outside, the lips, you know, the whole cock, it's all can actually help it. Then you actually can transmit disease. So it's not just the penetration.
Yeah.
And we've been talking here so much about education, that is about how much fun you can have without penetration. Let's say you don't know the dude, or you just, you know, it's something kind of, you think that's the only thing to have fun. You just have to stick it in.
Yeah.
And if people would know how to have more fun with their fingers.
Yeah.
And how to play around with their heads and the mind games and body massages and stimulation. There's so much to do. But anyway, going back to
everybody wants
modern,
to just get to the final.
That's it.
The last little bit.
It's almost like we're not trusting ourselves that we know anything.
So I know you were talking about porn, first industry. So the porn industry is also getting a digital makeover in a sense that, you know, virtual reality.
I'm going to give you the microphone. I'm bringing it closer and closer to your mouth.
I can see why you're so popular.
That was my party trick.
So I'm sure you've also spoken about it before, you know, virtual reality, and then bringing that kind of into porn is also taken.
And that's where it's supposed to be going.
Yeah. It's supposed to be personalized, so that you feel like you're there.
So what's the newest in that?
So, Sugar DVD, which is the company that I did a bit of research on. They call this thing
Sugar DVD.
Sugar DVD.
Yeah.
They're a movie streaming company. Mm-hmm. Unlike the company next door that does music. There we go. So they have developed an app so you can watch porn on an Oculus Rift, which
What's
is
that mean?
A virtual.
For some of us who are still a little bit of
Luddites. It's a virtual reality headset.
Okay.
So the company spokeswoman, her name's Rebecca Bolin. So she says that people have been wanting to immerse themselves in porn forever. Mm. And virtual reality can do this. I mean, I've sat at a Samsung event, had the headset on and sat on a roller coaster. I mean, it's like my biggest fear. But, you know, that you can see how real it is. You look right, you look left. Everything looks exactly as it would in real life. So she's saying, you know.
Sorry, Claire. I just wondered, Jonty, if you see the cameraman and the chopped livers go. You know, and then all that, you know, I wonder if you can see the boredom.
I wonder,
It's like, well, you can see the water man and you can see the where the snacks are. No.
Yeah.
So not only has the virtual reality taken over, but you can if you can get yourself sort of the mechanical sex toys as well, then you can really look and feel and, as I said, immerse yourself in the whole
again technology
movie that you're watching.
Yeah.
So, do they have like full 3D kind of bodysuits for sex? Yet?
There is actually. I saw something Japanese Huffington Post story about it. Is a full on sex suit, and you can feel you wear your glasses. I mean, it looks ridiculous watching the guy. And I didn't have the guts to push play on the video because I didn't know what he was going to be doing.
And he's going to come in Japanese. That's going to be quite
a lot of screaming, I'm sure. But the thing is, as well, you see now, I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but I would want to do something like that in private. But it looks like from the research that I've done, these people are just at an exhibition in a full suit with the glasses on, and they're just like coying themselves into it.
It's definitely waterproof.
I'm sure.
And you would try it after them. Yeah. That's also the thing. Yeah.
No, you put a condom on. At least that's still a good thing. But I don't want to say it, but you know, it's hashtag Hiroshima, you know, something's happening there.
So I think we definitely should put a link up to the video if anyone wants to have a look at that. It would be quite interesting.
I like creating something like that, like you're in the middle of an orgy, you know?
Yeah.
But I would like it to be real when somebody all of a sudden start laughing and somebody by mistake slipped and fell and somebody farts. Because that's the reality. People don't want to have reality.
No,
it's not virtual reality.
I have to
it's
share
virtual unreality.
I'm going to share a conversation that I heard. I was sitting in a jacuzzi at a sex club. And these two guys were sitting there who are best friends. And they had been sharing a threesome with a woman. And the one guy turns to the other and he says, "Thank you so much for putting me back in when I slipped out." And he said, "You know, that's what friends are for."
That's so true, though. You know, a woman, exactly, when I gave
it. It's such a little moment of.
Clary, it's where Jonty and I sometimes hang out. Yeah, never mind. But it's true. Friendship is friendship. When somebody's being genuine and kind, it can be also to put the cock back into whatever it fell.
And that was all.
And that's all, you know. Oh, thank you so much when I had a little bit of a oopsie.
Funny little moment.
Cool. But, you know, the technology is there to communicate. Like Apple started with it, that you can actually, the whole devices in your house are communicating.
Yes.
So you can actually switch from your phone, you can switch the TV, you can put the music on, change songs while you're sitting on the table. You don't need a remote anymore, right?
Yeah. Smart houses.
Yeah, smart houses and so on. And now it's coming to the sex tech as well.
Yeah.
So you can have your dildo talking to your nipple clampers, talking to your, I don't know, oral blowjob stimulator.
Your auto blow.
Autoblow, you can make them talk.
To
if, sorry, it's number two. So I want to see the thriller.
It's a good thing there's no load shedding anymore.
halfway through.
You need generators.
You'd have to do it. You'd have to go back to the good old faithful fingers or something.
Connected to that was something that you said, the Google Glass.
Yes.
So what's that now?
So what you can do, let me find my notes quickly.
She has like 50 pages of research here. That is so cute.
Overprepared, I think. Like I was saying, the days of phone sex are maybe over, because now the Google Glass app called Glance was developed in London, where couples can actually see what the other sees. So you can actually interact exactly with each other, you know,
So what is it? Are you wearing glasses?
Yes,
or?
A Google glass is like a set of glasses. Yeah. That you
like
know
spectacles.
How we would wear a smartwatch and things like that? It's the same kind of thing. And you can use it. There's a little sort of section where you can see what's going on, mm-hmm. weather, temperature, time, and all that kind of thing. I mean, I would find it very distracting to have something in my – it's already bad enough if my glasses reflect weirdly. But, you know, a lot
you
of –
you get used to it.
Yeah. Have you not heard they're called – the people wearing them are called glass holes.
No.
People in London were called glass holes. So what it is –
so
the
S – yeah, got it.
So couples can see – each other's point of view and from and I think in real time as well. So you can really get into it again across the world, you know, across, you know, if you're in Cape Town or whatever the kind of story is.
But
so
you can also see what they are
doing
to themselves or what they're watching, if they're watching some porn or whatever.
So that makes it quite a difference because like if you're on Skype, for example, and you're sharing a play session, if you and I are you're watching me play with myself and I'm watching you play with yourself.
Yeah.
It's a one-dimensional, not one-dimensional, but it's one view.
Yeah. Mm. So this is, again, we talk about virtual reality. Mm. This is like really being immersed in the reality of the whole thing. Mm. So, yeah.
And, funny, the autocorrect doesn't find glass holes, but
no.
But I'm writing it anyway.
Oh, dear, it's so funny.
No, sorry, John, do you were saying? You started saying about something about the – when we said about the – you can only see your dimension. You can only see what you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this kind of really expands that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It takes you into it. So the other thing I wanted to ask about was sort of, you know, look, we've spoken about a lot of things, but the promoting sort of a healthy sex life as well. So there's a few apps – or there have been a few developments with regards to sort of promoting a healthy sex sort of life. And one of them is called Sex Positive, which was actually developed by the University of Oregon. And it teaches sort of safe sex practices, making them fun, all that kind of thing.
Cool.
There's things called Happy Playtime, which is one for the ladies to kind of learn about what's right, what's wrong, you know, what they can do, what they can't do. You know, if obviously if you come from a conservative household and you know, you've never spoken about it, you don't read the right magazines and all that kind of stuff, that app also can take you through.
And
like
stuff like that in South Africa is so needed.
Yeah.
But the prohibition to that is data and costs,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why, you know, what Gareth and Thibaut Touch are doing is fantastic.
Amazing.
In terms of what's happening.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a huge thing because – and it's always been one of my biggest things is how we can reach more people to give them information to have more sex, more fun, more pleasure, better intimacy, better relationships, but to make that accessible to everybody.
Mm.
You know, this whole thing of when we've spoken in the past about so many young girls in rural areas who don't have access to sanitary wear, you know, to tampons, to pads.
Not even to talk about what is conscious sexuality
and
or
what is going on and about
what is their
bodies
body.
And what's happening.
And missing school, which is the main.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's in so many levels, it's really disturbing.
I mean, we really need like a whole range of really cheap 3D printers. Printing tampons.
But it starts with, so that's the project I told you, Mina, that it's a fund that they get those
The menstrual cups,
exactly. They get them to rural areas instead of tampons because they have their own problems. Mm. Tampons, they are not ecological. And also, they cost a lot of money. So when you get a cup, you have it for 5 to 10 years, depends on the material. So that's a wonderful thing. I think phones is the future because everybody, well, maybe even it's going to go.
It is. Smartphones, everybody. That's
you don't have a computer, but you don't have a TV, but you have a phone. Mm. So the apps are, I'm sure, rapidly going. The problem is to go through the tradition. You know, we are trying, Jonty's looking for a co-host, and we really would like to have somebody that is not sexual open, just sexually curious to make a change. That's all. And we're looking for somebody, of course, if possible, from Africa, and that understands tradition, and because there's so much of this knowledge cannot even reach those girls about healthy body image, about beautiful things that you
and
can
choices,
do with yourself.
And that's such a huge thing is the choices of what we can choose, the empowerment that comes from that.
Jonty said something really cool before. He said everybody can be slutty, but actually to have conscious sexuality or to be in touch with all those aspects of you is something that you need to learn. And it's not, of course, it's not criticism. It's just the fact that we have the sexual power. It's already there. You can't tell kids or teenagers don't have sex or don't think about it. It's a natural thing.
That's the most absurd thing. But that's why giving information that says here are choices that you can make.
Yes.
And that's where technology does become so important. So, you know, like expanded orgasm, one of the things that we teach. Safe sex technique. There's no penetration. There's no bodily fluids being exchanged. Amazing pleasure for men and women. And to be able to teach more teenagers that stuff is just so important.
I'll have to get your number later.
Absolutely.
It's on the website, dear. It's on the website.
You know how to find it.
But I wanted to ask as well about, you know, with being so keen and so, you know, enabling people really to be, to have access to sex this much, you know, there's also the downside of like a sex addiction or, you know, that you, I wanted to ask you about that. Like how, you know, obviously, the apps and things like that can help you have access to it. But then how do people deal with those kind of things?
Okay. Well, that's kind of interesting. And the first thing is that there are quite a lot of people in the conscious sexuality field who say sex addiction actually does not exist.
Oh, okay. Did you just shut me down right there? So, must I step back?
No. But let's explore that a little bit.
Okay.
Because what people are actually looking for and what that comes as is actually an incredible lack of meaning, a lack of attention, a lack of intimacy, a lack of connection that comes across in that way instead of it being a sex addiction. And if you look at the newest models of treating addiction around the world in every and in Portugal, they did the most amazing thing with drugs. They firstly legalized all drugs. So what happened was immediately drug usage dropped radically. Mm. And then what they did with a whole lot of addicts and users was they actually started giving them jobs and something that got them meaning in life. And so much disappeared like that.
Wow.
So a lot of times, and this is the downside of technology, we're looking for intimacy, we're looking for connection, and something is lacking inside of us as individuals. And so we try and fill that with a whole lot of other things.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, it's just an addiction, which kind of puts it in a place that, what do we do with that? So once you've kind of been identified as a sex addict, that in a way it gives you permission for a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm watching, I love watching old series.
Yes.
Because a lot of stuff out there at the moment, I have to tell you, is crap. So I'm rewatching Boston Legal at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Which I think is fair. It's one of the best written series ever. And there's one episode where this judge says he was diagnosed with the same sex attraction disorder or whatever. Essentially, he's gay.
Yeah.
And the church comes along and says, no, you're not. You just have this disorder and we can fix you.
Oh, dear.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, I think that we're kind of making excuses for certain things instead of looking at what's underneath it.
Yeah.
That says, if that's what I'm doing, then I'm not allowing intimacy.
Yeah.
I'm not allowing vulnerability. I'm not allowing love. But a lot of the stuff does this. A lot of the technology does. A lot of the porn does because it makes it easy for people to have a level of fulfillment, but that's not really fulfilling.
Mm.
It touches the surface. So I can watch all the porn I want. I can have all the fantasies I want. I can have all the orgasms I want. But there's no love in that.
Yeah.
There's no connection. There's no intimacy.
Yeah.
And often that's what we're looking for. Yeah. And that terrifies us.
Yeah.
So I'd rather go to the other place than go to what's real.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I think that's not only for the sex side of things.
No,
it's in general.
Yeah. So that's why when I say like the newest models of addiction that are out there, that's what they're actually saying. That as soon as there's meaning in our lives, a lot of that tends to disappear.
Yeah.
That if we have something that touches, that fulfills us on a deeper level, on a heart level, on a soul level, that's where we're able to change that.
Okay.
And make very different choices. So by itself, you know, sex addiction, yes, but a lot of people are actually saying, maybe not.
Mm.
Just think a little bit differently.
Mm. Embrace it maybe a bit.
Yeah, and say, so if you really, and my friend Galen Fuss in America, he's coined this term sexual authenticity disorder. And that's what a lot of people have, is that they are not sexually authentic. They're not expressing who they are, not what turns them on, what their fantasies are. So we put it somewhere else and we kind of sublimate it into this instead of owning it.
Yeah.
So if it was bondage, for example, for a lot of people, that's a big thing. To acknowledge that I want to tie you up, I want to pick up a crop, I want to whip you, I want to put a plug up your butt, whatever it might be.
Mm.
But for me to actually say that in a lot of relationships opens enormous possibilities of judgment, of rejection.
Sure.
That's right. So we have to be authentic. And as soon as we are authentic within ourselves,
important word,
a lot of that sexual authenticity and I think addiction would disappear because it's feeding something that's not being fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's like just constantly being hungry, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you don't know what you want to eat.
Yeah, you never feel full.
Yeah. And as soon as you find what you want, it becomes easy.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing. So from not being authentic, we go to that place.
So do you think technology maybe also helps people explore what they maybe would be interested in?
Sure, because it shows you what's out there. It shows you what's possible. And that becomes really good. You know, you see something that you've never seen before, seen in a movie, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That turns me on. Yeah. And you know, that's one of the things. Everybody talks about how terrible the movie of 50 Shades was.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah.
And everything about 50 Shades. And we've spoken about it so much, so we're not going back there. But what it did was
it
gave people access to this world. That now, you know, the sex shops used to have very small bondage sections. And now there's this amazing range.
Yeah.
Of, and I believe that the trailer for the new 50 Shades is out. And apparently it's been the most watched trailer in the world, which I think is just fucking sad.
But it does say that there's still curiosity in the world and there's more people with access to curiosity.
And that's what's important. You know, that I remember when the book came out, getting on a plane and walking down the aisle to my seat and watching three women reading the book in public.
Mm.
And that was amazing because it never happened before. So that's one of the advantages of technology, is it does that and it can connect us with people around the world who have similar interests, that we can explore that. That's
learn
good.
As well.
Yes. But what inside of us are we feeding? And I want to tell you this, in terms of sex and in terms of relationship and in terms of pleasure, one of the most important things of conscious sexuality is think, whatever it is that you're going to do, whether you're going to be straight, whether you're going to be monogamous, whether you're going to be kinky, whether you're going to be whatever, it doesn't matter. What are you feeding inside of yourself? And what's feeding your heart? Mm. What's feeding your soul? What expands you? What opens you? What at the end of an experience can you go, instead of what shuts you down.
Yeah.
Or like, oh God, I did the right thing this time. I'll prepare for the next. You know, we work from so many different generators, from different agendas to satisfy our partners, to maybe be cool, maybe to, but we're not really feeding our soul.
And that's the difference. And that's one of the things that the online world does not do.
Well,
it doesn't feed our soul.
It does help I think, we just discussed that Twitter is like a vomiting, you know, it's like a dustbin of the world, of people's opinions. It does give you more possibilities to search, but very little will resonate with you.
Yeah.
Very little is actually valid.
And even when you go looking around the world, you know, you go looking for tantric, you're looking for various things. There's a lot of stuff out there that's nowhere near the real thing. And that's where people have to learn to think.
Yeah.
Just because it's on Facebook does not mean it's true. Because it's on the internet does not mean it's true.
Say,
because it's in the newspaper does not mean it's true. Because it's on the news does not mean anywhere near that it's true.
Maybe you know, that's helping the research, to understand you need to do research.
Yeah. So you have to, in all of this, learn to think for yourself. It's just fucking so, it's everything, you know?
It used to be our parents and then
teach
the newspapers.
Your children to think, when you look at something, does this resonate with me? Do I want to do this? Is this not just like sheep?
Yeah.
And what's resonating? Is my heart resonating? Is that up? Does that touch me?
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the most important thing.
And if you don't know, keep on searching.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck on
and
something.
And don't get stuck. I say this so often. Keep asking the questions. Be in the question, not the answer. Because as soon as we have one answer,
that's me.
Instead of going into the layers and the layers and the layers and the layers. And that's the power of it. Keep learning. You know, I've been, last week I taught an expanded orgasm workshop. I've been doing and teaching expanded orgasm for over 15, 20 years. I'm still learning more about that, which is so awesome, by being willing to go into the layers and layers, and that's the power. So you've got to think and you've got to look at all the stuff out there and what is it and what am I doing and everything else.
Yeah.
And that's the powers in the heart in expansion.
Okay.
This has been fantastic. Wow. This has really been amazing. I have to tell you, and I don't say this to too many people, you can come back any Friday that you want
to
come
and
sit
here. You don't have to be naked. It's fine.
No, just listen to me.
Okay, sorry.
Okay?
No.
Speak for yourself.
Okay,
right?
No, she's hot, but I thought she, because she's so clever.
Yes, but
okay,
remember,
naked.
She's
Thank
not
you.
Just smart. There's all the other stuff too, okay?
Yeah. Okay, Wonder Woman, sorry. Please come naked like all of our guests. Thank you.
So you are welcome to come back
thank
any
you
Friday.
So much. Thank you for
and
having me. I really enjoyed it.
This has been really awesome. Good. So thank you. And we wish you all so much pleasure. CliffCentral.com.